All right, Area 45 back with you. Final segment coming up in about 5 minutes or so. We'll play the bandwagon. We ain't going to disappoint, man. So we got to be on time this segment. Nate the Great Griffin, PC's former co-host, just called in, spent a few minutes with us. Dude's got to wake up in 4 hours and then roll right into work and be on TV for like the next 7 hours. How sweet is that? That he spends time with you and me talking absolute noise. He's got to wake up in 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, you know, reimburse him.
We need to call him more often.
I got to reimburse him for that.
He goes to bed, I bet you, at the same time every night. Especially during Texan season, because he's probably up late prepping and working.
Usually he's in bed already. It's more a matter of I happen to see him online. So I said, what are you doing awake? You're going to be up? Freaking call. The hell?
Well, and it's not necessarily your fault. He did it, and we appreciate him for it.
Now I know he takes a nap during the day.
We should do the music challenge every once in a while with him.
I wish I got to take a nap during the day.
That would be fun. Well, you could.
Yeah.
Take a bathroom break and stay gone a while.
No, I want to take a nap.
It's pretty simple.
But, you know, we need to get Nate in studio to do a music challenge.
Do it. Let's go. We're on for 4 hours every single night.
I got to see if I can still find the old intro for that.
I'm sure you could. Well, you know, maybe it's time to put something new together. Maybe do like a little Ozzy tribute, mix it in there. Huh?
Did I tell you
worse ideas?
The time that I played him an Elton John song and he said it was Guns N' Roses?
Yes, I've heard all of them.
Fell out the chair.
You forget, but I was a part of quite a number of them. Like more times
than
not.
Yes, you were the phone a friend.
Well, yeah, more times than not, I gave him the right answer. And it's because he would call me and I was listening and I had already Googled, you know, the correct answer. And so I guess that's cheating. Is that cheating?
It is cheating, but the whole premise of phone a friend was cheating.
Yeah, but I was double cheating because, you know, he would call me and I obviously would know the answer until I Googled it. So I was, you know, I felt like we were evening the playing field because you would purposefully pick things to where he would not know to get a laugh out of people. And so every once in a while, you got to help a brother out.
There were some absolutely hilarious moments. That was the only segment that the mother of children ever listened to.
Well,
because she'd be like, come on, even I know that one.
Bring it back, man. And we'll gain a listener. We're already the most popular radio show amongst 11-year-old kids, and very quickly are regretting that, I think.
Yeah, he is, because, you know, we didn't let him call 17 times. I mean, that's totally our fault.
I felt bad. I walked him back in off the ledge a little bit via the text line. I think he's a little down on himself. Shout out to Decker, man. Pick your head up, kid. Just don't bug us so much. All right.
He was very upset that I wouldn't allow him to buy us wings.
Yeah.
He was very upset about that.
And then he offered to just give us cash. Did you see this on the text line?
Yeah. I just
said, no, I did not.
He said, can I just give you the money for the wings? What is wrong with you?
That's kind of crazy because you'd think a kid would want to keep his money.
It's dad's money.
I don't know how I feel about him, you know, treating me like a low rent hooker.
It's wild.
Can you come meet me? I'll buy you wings. Like, I feel like a prostitute.
I feel like we should monitor this situation for the next 2 days. Maybe that will tell us what we need to know. I told you, I think this is just a person that's trolling us with his kid.
You see, I think that too. I think that too. So I'm with you.
Somebody we know, like, you know, their nephew or, you know, their friend's kid or somebody like that has nothing better to do. Like, could possibly maybe be a little too annoying around the house and they're giving them something to do and they're enjoying it, which also means if they're enjoying it, they're also listening, which we appreciate, by the way.